comfortable. Let our journey begin as we meet the hosts, internationally acclaimed mediums, Nick and Sylvie Avery.
Avery, and welcome to Spirits Work, the show that's designed to stretch your mind and broaden your understanding about life on Earth, life after death, and life in other dimensions. Each week, through our connection with our spirit friends, we discuss various topics of interest and take great pleasure in listening to those who continue to walk with us and watch over us. In a most natural way, we are able to cross the divide between our physical world and the non-physical world when my husband Mick deep trance channels enlightened spirit called Gregory Hay, who has access to great knowledge and wisdom. And this week's show, we're going to be continuing our conversation about, well, anything really to do with the spirit world and things that affect us ultimately. So it's beyond physical death. And if you'd like to join us with a question relating to our subject, things that are on your mind that are interesting to you, that you are intrigued about, that you would like to ask Gregory Hay about, the phone lines will be open. It's toll free in the US. That's 877-876-5227. In Canada, 888-815-9756. And if there's any international callers around, it's 001-530-876-3222. But that's one you have to pay for the international.
Yeah. Well, hi, I'm Mick Avery. And as well as Spirit's Work, here on the wonderful, fabulous, and ever-present and ever-growing BBSRadio.com, every Monday at 7 p.m. PST, we have another radio show, which is called Spirit Teaching. You can hear that on artistfirst.com every Tuesday at 7 p.m. PST. If you would like to know more about us, our books, our CDs, a book and Akashic reading, or any of the other services we have to offer, please go visit our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com, and also live at www.spiritsworkradio.com. Now, what we're able to do as spirit mediums, as Sylvie said, is to offer you the spirit world's perspective on the nature of our existence. And when I go into the deep trance state, Gregory Hay, who is a spokesperson for an educational group in the spirit world called the White Cloud Group, will borrow my physical body for the whole of the show. I won't know about anything else that happens because my spirit and my consciousness are transported to somewhere else. So it's not that they're using my consciousness to speak through, but that they actually take over my physical body. Now, please do look at our website for a better understanding of how we work, because we haven't got time to go through too much chit-chat and information at the beginning of each show, because it would take up way too much valuable time. So I'm going to say goodbye for this week as me, Mick Avery, and it should only take a few seconds or so before Gregory Hay is here, and Sylvie will be taking the whole of the rest of the show, poor thing. She's got to stay wide awake and all bushy-eyed and everything, aren't you, dear?
I have.
Yes.
I'm such a hero.
You are, yes. And I'm going to go to sleep now, so goodbye.
Yes, because we are coming to you from the UK at the moment.
At the moment, only at the moment.
And it's 3 a.m. in the morning. Okay, so Gregory had an Earth life 300 years ago, but has continued to learn and evolve in the spirit world. And now he comes back to us, with us, to share his wisdom for our benefit. The White Cloud Group, whom he represents, were formed to bring us knowledge that will hopefully steer us toward a more peaceful and harmonious future. They are made up of all kinds of scientific minds and scholars from all walks of life, as well as ordinary people. The information we bring is without religious bias or political persuasion, and we believe in everyone's right to their own views. You can also join us on Sunday evenings, most Sunday evenings at 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific, and then that's 9 p.m. GMT in the UK, on SecondLife.com, that's www.secondlife.com, at the Mystic Academy, where we have a seminar type of situation where we can interact with people once more, and you can contact and ask your questions to Gregory in that instance via some instant messaging. and we have great fun. If you'd like to know more about that, do get in touch, and if you have any problems making your way to the Mystic Academy or joining Second Life, I can put you in touch with somebody who can help you. So, well, Happy New Year to everybody, and this year we're going to be really, really coming together and focusing on being positive and helping each other any way we can to move forward in what could be, you know, a very, very exciting year, really. It's down to us, I feel, and we have to pull our fingers out and get cracking. Don't blindly accept and learn only the things that are given to you. Question and acknowledge, think and connect, experience all that you can and learn all that you can so that we all move forward in the progression of our life. Become informed. I think that's the main thing, and that's the motto of our show. Hello, Gregory.
Hello, my dear friend.
Hi.
With love and light and blessings upon your journey, as every one of us who acknowledge that all life exists beyond and within every dimension. It is with absolute love that we are here.
Well, on this show, we're always speaking to people about being spirit first and foremost, and that we're a partnership between our spirit and human body. And I think there's nothing more exciting, I don't think, than the shows that we do that... where you explain about the spirit world and what we have in store for us and the connections and connotations of that, because we sometimes actually just feel that that's nothing to do with what we're doing now, whereas in fact it is a great part of what we're doing now, and in a way every day prepares us for that. And I'd like to talk a little about the spirit world. And we did start this series, and we sort of got a bit broken up over Christmas time, going on to different things. But we were talking initially about when we first arrived in the spirit world, and you told us about the reception chamber and things like that, and various other things that we can do. And obviously, if anybody wants to join us with a question to Gregory about this subject, do join us. It's toll-free in the US, 877-876-5227. And Canada is 888-815-9756. When we had a meeting today about the show tonight, I must share this with our listeners. I asked you what you were wearing. And would you like to tell everybody what you said? And which sort of really got us talking about our show tonight, because it opened up many concepts and ideas for what exactly is possible in the spirit world and how. But I think I'd like to start with what you are wearing today, Gregory.
Yes. Well, my dear friend, I still have my the clothing that I was wearing today, and I'm still wearing it. Of course, because nothing gets dirty, so as I don't have a physical body, so that you might ask, well, what is the clothing being attached to then? And even in that respect, it's quite bizarre, I suppose, one could say. But in actual fact, of course, I have recalled my self-structure of my physical body so that I can actually wear something. So the point is, friend, to begin with, I have a pair of... I'm wearing a pair of skin-tight... kind of pants, I suppose you would say, but they are actually skin tight, and they are actually made up of the cells and structure of a butterfly wing. And this is actually not, I hasten to add that any butterflies were harmed in the making of them, and that they were actually pulled together by others, small individuals.
Small individuals?
Yes, certain dwarf friends of mine who actually brought them together for me. And these actually are of a certain specific beautiful orientation because of the fact that they were made from butterfly wings. It means that each individual cell structure of them has a certain effervescence and shining of itself, I suppose. I'm not a gaudy person, actually, myself, and they are of the most beautiful colour, which is, I'm trying to remember what it's actually called in physical life. It is actually to do with this certain kind of really beautiful flowered plant tree that you have on your side of life. And it is of this wondrous kind of milky, almost almond colour.
Magnolia.
And yes, quite so. And it is, in fact, so soft and gentle as well. And to wear, it's almost as though I am wearing nothing at all. Of course, that wouldn't do at all. And but in point of fact, for me to wear something is so that others who are of, I won't say of a lesser vibration, but so that others of a different vibration, who perhaps may have just returned to our side of life, can actually see me.
Okay.
And that isn't because of a degradation that happens due to energy loss or anything like that. It isn't because of that kind of situation. It's because I choose to, because I work a great deal, as many people know, in the place that we call the reception chamber, which is where those in the spirit world finally come to meet with those who pass to our side of life. And so we do so in a very glad anticipation, in a sense. I'm also wearing as well at this time a kind of a jacket, I suppose you could say, which is covered in tiny feathers. No birds were harmed at this time in the making of this jacket, and my attire is complete. As it is, at this present time, I have actually changed my hat, because I was wearing a kind of a very small hat, which was sewn with gems and small gemstones and that kind of like mineral-like crystals, which were sewn together with a pair of very small wings that came from a specific kind of bird from a planet which has only the occupancy of birds. And this, in fact, is I had to change it because I actually had to dissipate that energy, because in point of fact, I understand the birds themselves, whose wings it was made from, actually wanted them back. So I cannot possibly keep that kind of situation running for too long, as I had only borrowed them from its memory. The point that you have to understand in the spirit world is that oftentimes it can be that you can borrow things from other life forms' memory. In much the same way, I suppose, as for at times you can, in the spirit world, shall we say, that you can even borrow a horse's memory at times, as you have done, my dear friend.
Yes.
As you did with Shia, your most beautiful spirit horse, who is constantly with you.
Yes, you've told me about that before.
And that in actual point of fact, that it was through the exchange of love between you that which enabled Shia to actually give you a loan of the physical body remembrance of the cell structure of memory, so that it was possible then for you to wear Shia's whole embodiment, so that you really felt what it was like to be that kind of animal, which is why it is that it gave you such an empathic role with horses in your present physical life.
I don't think he'll want to borrow this one that I've got now when I go back to the spirit world.
But, my dear, you have actually exchanged that gift already.
In what way?
night.
Right.
Because there have been times when you have blended with Shia's energy in such sheer perfection that you have actually transferred from one to another, only temporarily, because Shia wanted to know what it was that the experience that you were having. Such is the gift between you.
And this is something, folks, that can happen to everybody and anybody.
Yes, quite so.
Okay, well, look.
But actually, it doesn't happen usually. It's not something that everyone can practice to do or something like that. It's something that's actually very rare and exists purely and simply because of the loving energy which may exist between you and that of another being. It's in a point partly due to the fact that you are a transmedium yourself.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, well, I'd like to go back to that and then maybe... but we carry on with your clothes.
Yes, my dear Vet. So, at this present time, in any event, I am actually, at this present time, wearing a slightly... many of the actual small feathers are from the saquari bird, and the saquari bird is actually a kind of a... It's a bit, I suppose, that you could connect with it and say that it looks a bit like a glossy ibis, as in respect of your the birds and wildlife on your side of life.
Mm.
It's a bit like a glossy ibis. It actually is a wading bird, and the safari bird is, this is to do with my jacket,
yeah.
And that the feathers are actually quite small, but they fluff up. And the saquari bird is actually a very fluffy-looking bird actually it only tends to be that way when it's out of water. When it is immersed in water, all of the extended feathers of itself actually help to entrap air, not actually keeping it too buoyant, but actually enabling it to stay underwater for a very long time. Because it actually breathes air through its skin.
And where is this bird from?
Well, this particular bird is, I understand, not specifically from the Earth. It's actually from a slightly different planet of Pacetus. And Pacetus is a planet which is in a different... How can I say this? It's in the physical voyage, but actually exists in another part of a different galaxy. It's actually from a spiral galaxy, which, if you looked at it through a telescope or through some other apparatus, it would appear that all of the universe around this particular spiral galaxy was blue, and this is actually simply because of the extensive amount of oxygen which is present in and around this particular planet. And I understand that this planet, in fact, is very similar to the Earth in any event. So that is why it is that, in many respects, this particular bird is actually quite similar to those on the Earth plane. Because the point is that the structure of habitation of animal life upon the Earth plane itself is something which is, I suppose, repeated in a sense throughout the universe. It's not always exactly the same because it depends upon the makeup of the chemical structure and how that actual being was created through the path of evolution upon its own planet surface, and its interaction with that planet surface also obviously denotes what kind of form it is.
Sort of like a variation on a theme.
Yes, quite so. So there are many planets throughout your universe, your known universe, which actually contain life, which are quite similar to to those of yourself. After all, myself, I was a kind of a lion at one point.
Yes, we
as
did show on that.
Yes,
didn't we?
As I had that kind of physical life. And, however, the structure of its my physical body at that time was quite similar in this respect of DNA and the way in which that evolutionary state of that being actually came about. I have to say, though, that the way that I wear my clothes, as I say, is going back to that a moment,
yeah.
Is that it's actually so that I am a being who is non-threatening to anyone, naturally so. In fact, of course, because of my specific vibration and my abilities to understand the emotional states and the energy of so many other beings, it is that I have to, of course, relate to them in such a way that they do not create fear or do not create either indifference as well, because I can help many beings direct them in a certain pathway or whatever, and help them perhaps bringing together others from our side of life who will become mentors to them in order for their progression and for their life journey. It is part of the reason why it is that so many on your side of life who come to our side of life actually are greeted with a certain amount of ease, really.
Hmm. But do people laugh at you sometimes?
Sometimes, yes, I suppose that they do, but I really don't mind. I find it quite uplifting.
Okay, so this jacket, okay, we could do a
yes.
whole show around, because it's absolutely fascinating to us. I mean, let's face it, it's just amazing. So this jacket, are these feathers sewn onto another jacket, or is it actually made of feathers that are all stitched together, or however it's made?
Actually, they're not even stitched together.
Okay.
The point is that the feathers are ordered, and that they were asked of as a part of the cell structure of this Akari bird to start with, and it wasn't that they were just picked up from the ground. Akari birds had actually given this as a gift.
I love it. I love all of this.
And so what happened, my dear friend, was that I said, well, how can I be presented with such a thing? And it was actually a group of them, a whole flock, and they had said to one another, well, we feel that in order for you to represent us, then we would actually, each of us, give you a gift. And that is a gift of our cells, of our memory, and of our the being that we are, in order for you to understand that you just affect so many other beings' lives. And that I was somewhat embarrassed by this overture.
Lovely.
To me. And what it was that they asked of me how they could best present this. And I said, well, sometimes I get a bit cold. And sometimes it is that I feel that perhaps others that I meet with are in a sense that they need to have a sense of giving, and they need to have a sense of that I am there to give to them.
So, yeah, soft and fluffy.
Yes, so soft and fluffy is kind of a situation, I suppose. And so that is part of what they give to me, was then that they presented this one feather for each of them. And what happened was that they ordered it in the way of this garment that I wear. I only wear it at certain times.
Why only at certain times?
Well, because it is actually, I understand, that they still send their energy to me in order for me to wear it as a garment.
I see. So does that mean that they know that we're talking about them now on this show?
Yes.
Isn't that wonderful, everybody? If you'd like to join us with a question relating to this or anything else, the phone lines are open and we'd love to hear from you. Well, to do with the spirit world, that is. The number is toll-free. In the US, it's 877-876-5227. In Canada, it's 888-815-9756.
The Quiry Birds actually have books in the Halls of Learning about their own relationships in their life, quite simply because their relationships, a bit similar to swans, are quite diverse and are essentially for life, so that the relationships that they have, even though they may have a flock of some 50 or 100,000 at one time, they actually bandy together very well. They obviously are oftentimes very closely related to one another, and that they actually think as one being at times. And this is, in a sense, an emblem of them thinking as one being.
Wow. So you've got...
So nothing is sewn together.
Nothing is sewn together.
No, it is because of their mind intention, which actually comes from the Book of Quiry, which is found in the Halls of Learning on the 89th shelf, I understand, of row 23. Yes.
Ah, I love it.
And this particular piece of work was actually donated to me some years ago. But I don't take it out very often for an outing, in a sense. It's one of many different attires that I have at my beckoning, if you like.
So the trousers or pants go down to your ankles?
Oh, yes, right down to my ankles. And I have nothing on my feet.
Okay.
I don't need anything on my feet. It isn't cold, you see.
Okay. Hello, caller.
Yes, hi.
Hi, who's speaking?
This is Cheryl from Ringwood, New Jersey.
Oh, hi, Cheryl.
Hello, my dear.
Hi, hello. I had a question. I really was thinking of trying to contact the spirit guide to help me work with on my ascension, and I don't know if it should be a guide from the animal kingdom.
Okay. Interesting.
Yes, an interesting point, my dear friend. I have to say that it is oftentimes that people in physical life become slightly bogged down with perhaps labels and the situation of, oh, I should contact this being or that being, perhaps because you feel gravitated toward that, or perhaps because it is something that you were told that you had to do. It is, in fact, very calming that I find you, my dear friend, and that, in point of fact, this whole situation has been brought to you purely because you are a being with no boundaries. And this means to say that, in point of fact, the being that will join with you is not for you to focus upon your own memory of them, but just for you to be allowing. And that will enable them to purely connect with you. I'm not going to say exactly who that being is, because it's going to become quite a surprise to you.
Will it be easier if she doesn't know?
It will actually be easier if you don't know, because then you won't put a block with your mind coming into the equation of then disturbing your distilled water of your prayer and of your resolution toward it. I hope you understand that, friend. So it means that with clarity, see, if you don't have things in your mind already, it will then enable this particular being to come and draw very close to you.
Is there a certain way I should call for it and allow it to come?
You don't actually call for it. It is a state of giving. That is what you have to attest to yourself. So I would suggest, my friend, in your state of giving is actually in you understanding the beauty and value of all things around you from the natural world, and when you truly align yourself with this will be when this being presents itself.
But if she wanted to purposefully set some time aside in her day to do that,
yes,
then what would she do?
Then simply, my dear friend, the actual best time for you to connect with this being would be for you to do so at dusk.
Dusk, okay.
Yes.
And she would...
And what you would do, my dear friend, is that I'm saying for you to actually connect with this being at the time of the sun fading from the actual land itself, and that as you do this, you simply observe the setting of the sun itself and the colors and the empathic that is created by that aura of energy. Not as it fades from your view, but as it seeps into you, that it will become the connection.
That's interesting, because I don't think I've heard you say that to anybody before at that particular time and in that way. Is this so? This is particular, specific to Cheryl.
Yes.
Energy that you're getting.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's lovely. Well, thank you very much for your call, Cheryl. Hope that's helpful.
Thank you very much. Lots of light and love to you both.
Thank you. God
thank
bless.
You so. God
bye
bless,
bye.
My dear
you
friend.
You too. Bye bye.
Hi. Okay. So, where were we? Back to your clothes.
Yes, right. So the situation then is, as I said, now, the quarry feathers then are what this jacket is made of. And what happens is, because they're not sewn, each individual bird had, in the presentation of this garment, that they had brought it together themselves.
Okay.
They knew what I looked like.
Right.
And how I had presented myself.
So it was...
Being that I was actually quite a slight person, not a large person at all by any means.
So these saguaro birds from the planet of Pasita?
Yes.
They created this jacket for you and it came to you whole?
Yes, it came to me whole. They created it within their own flock, you see. Each one giving a feather.
I think this is just amazing. I just don't realize that this sort of thing can happen in the spirit world. We need to find out so many more things like this, because it's the same old, a lot of the time to do with the spirit world, you know. I'm so excited.
But
yes.
My friend, you see, the point is that it's only to the limit of your mind. The spirit world really is like that. That's my point, really. Because all of the whole breath of life which exists within the universe of all dimensions is such a point that you could say that the millions of beings that exist upon your planet, and you don't even know the half of them.
Well, no, I know that's true, yes.
That the billions of beings that exist upon your planet are just but a speck. They're like a millionth of one grain of sand as upon your planet. To the breath of life that exists within the universe. As the evolutionary state, yes, for these magnificent beings, these particular birds are a part of the evolutionary status of this particular kind of life form, and which exists throughout many different realms within the universe. It doesn't necessarily mean to say that they will eat fish or any particular kind of other life form, as with birds that exist on your side of life. Because their whole structure and situation in their physical life is quite different. So it is, my dear friend, that in exactly the same way, incidentally, they're strict vegetarians.
Okay, well, all right, well...
And all that they eat are the gathered vegetation, which is kind of like a small green slime, in effect, that actually exists within the first 8 to 10 inches of the kind of liquid water that exists on their planet.
Fascinating. Okay.
So, in point of fact, then, I'll just finish this one moment. Mm-hmm. In point of fact, the way that they brought about the structure of my jacket, of this feathered garment, that what they did was they each willed their one gift, their simple gift each, to be in a certain place. And then it means that I am wearing the will of their conscious state.
Does that help you doing what you're doing now, today, this moment, for instance?
No, it doesn't, actually.
No.
But what it does help me with is a certain situation that they have, being that I am in such close proximity wearing their consciousness.
BBSRadio.com. Removing fear through communication. Engaging. Powerful. Unforgettable. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBSRadio.com. My name is Spider Turner, and you can find my music at CDBaby.com.
Well, hello everybody.
You can just call it a quick commercial break.
Yes, a quick commercial break without the commercial. Hello, we're back online and back on air again. Okay, now. So, where were we, Gregory? Everybody, we were talking about.
Yes.
It was Gregory's clothes, actually, and what he was wearing today. Just to give us an example of the sort of things that we that's possible in the spirit world, basically.
Yes.
And So Gregory's been wearing the safari bird's feathers, and he's just talking to us about that. And he's also got on some trousers or pants made of butterfly cells. Yes. So they're sort of iridescent.
Yes. And these were cells that were actually brought together.
Okay. Right. So carry on about the feathers.
So then the feathers, as I say, are part of the structure of mind, of consciousness, that the safari birds brought together as a gift to me. So it's like I'm wearing their consciousness. And I know that that might be just a little bit difficult for people in the physical form to understand, but that is the development of consciousness in the spirit world. That's what I'm saying. It's quite different to the way that you, illuminate consciousness in your physical life, because you need to have because you're a physical organism, therefore you use the structure of the physical brain to illuminate your consciousness. In the spirit world, we don't have that structure. What we do have is the memory of it. And it's actually the memory of it that enables us as well, along with our spirit self, which actually creates the energy for us to continue to think.
Well, this show is all about stretching the mind, so our listeners can cope with this, and I'm sure they're finding it as fascinating as I am. Are these feathers white?
Yes, a kind of a white. It's almost like white and mixed with almond.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
And the headgear that you've got on at the moment. If you haven't got the little thing that, hat, would you call it a hat?
Yes, a kind of.
That you had on earlier, with the jewels and the wing.
Well, actually, I'm still wearing the jewel part. It was the wings that I had to give back to it.
Okay, so it's because the birds wanted them back.
Yes, basically.
And did you know that it was going to be going back, or did it just leave?
No, they just left.
So what colour are the
jewels? Of their own volition, you see.
What colour are the jewels?
but many different colors. They're not of one color. There are many different colors.
And what's the story behind those?
Well, I understand that they were actually a part of the fragment of many of those pieces that had been left.
Well, that would work.
Yes, but they're very tiny fragments. So, it's worthless in terms of physical representation. But it's really actually quite beautiful because of the work that has gone into its layering. So I will be keeping it itself, the actual garment now.
It makes me wonder what we would wear, knowing that we can wear
virtually anything.
But I don't think people necessarily realize that it's so real and and inclusive of all of these other emotions, being and all of the work that goes behind it. I mean, you mentioned that the dwarves put it together.
Yes,
as well.
Mean
proper dwarves?
Oh yes, of course. Well, there are only proper dwarves.
Okay. Why would they put it together for you?
As a gift. They oftentimes make garments, remembering, of course, that dwarfs always make all of the garments for different forms of fairy. They are very instrumental in that property, in that purpose.
And do they make them for anybody?
For many people, yes. For many different beings. That doesn't mean to say that it's something that you go and order or something like that. You have to befriend them first. So that is really going to be an amount of what is in your mind to start with.
Mm.
And that's the point, really. They won't gravitate to anyone. But you have to prepare yourself for this kind of situation.
As in your vibration?
Yes, quite
really.
So. Yes, I'm not at liberty to tell you who.
No. Okay.
For example.
No, I know. Well, we will be doing a book on this.
Yes.
All will become clear in that. But, if you'd like to join us with a question, or maybe you'd like to tell us the sort of thing that you'd like to wear, and maybe Gregory could tell you how you would go about doing that. When you get to the spirit world, I mean, honestly, the first if this is the first show that anybody's listened to of ours, they're going to think, wow, you know. This all sounds so incredulous,
but
it's not really at all, is it? When you think about it, it's just...
It's just a continuation of, for example, you will have had certain images in your mind of the way in which you had... let's see now. Yes, the way in which you had perhaps joined with a bird at certain time in your life, and you found yourself flying as in respect of, in relationship to a bird of some kind. And doesn't mean to say it was an eagle, although oftentimes people do fly with eagles.
Yes.
Or maybe a crow, maybe a raven, or some other larger bird. But and at times when you do that, it's as though you feel as though you are a small being upon it.
Mm.
And that is quite simply your spirit, your consciousness, moving yourself into a different dimension of thought in order for you to make that journey with that being.
Yes.
And that's exactly what happens in the spirit world when you want to perhaps blend with another being. Obviously, you need their permission. It's not just something to do on your own recognition, because it's going to be dependent upon what your vibration is at the time, and whether that being wishes to accept you as a friend or not.
I think everybody wants to fly. I think that's something pretty universal.
Yes.
But, I mean, if you can imagine something, why wouldn't it be possible to materialize it in a world where you create by your thought process?
Yes, quite so. As in the spirit world. Yes.
Quite so.
But that's not to say that everything is coming out of your imagination either, because otherwise it would be that the point I'm making here is that when you have these situations in your own consciousness, they're not actually coming from your imagination because they're thoughts and situations you couldn't have dreamt up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you wouldn't have known that that was a possibility prior to your journey.
Absolutely.
The whole point of this is that you wouldn't know that it is possible for you to have this experience purely and simply because it's completely out of your realm of thinking. If you look at it in any kind of a logical sense.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why it is that I was saying to the lady phoned in that it is has to be out of sight of her logical thinking. Why I could actually tell her who it was that was going to meet with her.
Yes. Well, this is it. This is, and this is why we tell people, you know, don't limit yourself by manufacturing all of these different, I don't know, situations of sort of spiritual beliefs, possibly, because it actually...
It will only limit.
It actually limits you. It blocks the absolutely magnificent that can come through to you.
Yes, absolutely, and the freedom of it.
Mm. And, you know, and of... that there is only one life, that you have to keep coming back here when there's all these absolutely amazing situations going on. But I think the classic thing here is once people get over the fact that they can still think,
yes,
without their brain,
yes,
you know, then all of these things become, I presume it's a knock-on effect.
Well, absolutely. It's part of the reason why it is, my dear friend, that many people who perhaps, let's say then, that, for example, many people who pass and they suddenly just disappear and they don't actually re-emerge to their loving family or something. That they sort of, even if they've all been very spiritually gifted or whatever, the person might stay around for just a little while and then that's it, they've gone. And the reason why they don't come back is just because there's so much to do.
Yes, that can be a problem sometimes.
It can be a problem because they'll think, oh, well, but they don't love me or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's not that at all. You have to understand that to let go really means that, to let go of them. They will return to you at some stage. But the point is that there is just, it's a whole different realm. Completely different. And once you let go sufficiently of your human physical self and your human consciousness, like the way that you thought perhaps was quite straight-jacketed, and once you let go and allow yourself to really breathe in the spirit world, then that is when things begin to really happen in your life. See?
Candy shop ahead. Murky soup behind you.
Yes, murky soup behind you. Don't forget it.
Okay, so what do you do when...
talking of soup.
Yes. What? No. What do you do if you wanted to change your outfit,
yes,
okay, in the spirit world? What do you have to think? Do you have to think of what you want to wear, and then how does that happen as you actually start that process?
Well, remember, my dear friend, thought is a different thing. Mm. And that is my point. Thought really is a living thing. And so however you create that, whatever energy you instill within that thought is what you are going to see. Which is why it is that beings, for the most part, when they first come to our side of life, have to regain their composure of their thoughts. And how to actually orientate that? Because oftentimes it can be that actually people who think in a sense of perhaps they're labored by their own difficulties they had when they last breathed physical life, these can oftentimes be situations which really hold beings back from their own journey.
But this is the sort of thing that you teach people when you, in the reception chamber though, isn't it?
Yes, in learning to let go of thoughts. I'm not saying that I'm always that successful. Some people are doggedly hanging on to their thoughts and what they last thought of when they were in physical life. And some of them can be quite scary, I have to say.
Really?
Yes, purely and simply because of what was going through their minds at the time. Oftentimes they will be in fear. Absolutely.
Well, that's just a matter of time. I know there's no time in the spirit world, but...
It's a matter of gradual understanding and unfoldment. The unfoldment will be what puts these kinds of things to bed. And that is something that you can't put upon anyone. It has to happen themselves. Their own realization. All we do is pretend. And what we pretend is... Well, you can do that. Some people would think that they're cavorting with something which is too beyond themselves to actually realize. That's why partly you have to be quite careful, dependent on the person's identity, dependent on the consciousness individual and the state of that consciousness.
So, and also clothing becomes very important to this, because obviously, as you said before, you have to wear something that is going to be conducive to the situation, acceptable to the person.
Yes, absolutely so.
And because, yes, so so would this fluffy little number help with children, for welcome children, or that sort of thing?
Yes, I expect it would, and I have had certain results from that. But sometimes as well, my dear friend, I will actually present myself as my child now. That's another point, of course, of memory, that you have to understand that you can create for yourself. That doesn't mean to say that I am always presented as an 18-year-old or something like that. Sometimes it will be that I will reorientate my energy and my consciousness as coming from the mind of a child. I suppose in some respects I never grew up anyway. So that's just as well, really.
That's not a bad thing.
Well, what's growing up? It's becoming fixated, perhaps.
Well, yes, this is it. I mean, when you're children, you've got the imagination. So, and it sounds to me...
And the openness.
Yes, and it sounds to me that being in the spirit world, is something that we have to reactivate once again, you know, and get rid of the apathy and all of the other things. Repetitive behaviours.
Yes, that you've been saddled with. Although there are plenty of people who come to our side of life who continue with their repetitive behaviour.
We've only got about a minute left, but are you able to take them ever to anywhere to actually see what they're missing? Or will they not actually venture?
They won't venture and they won't see it anyway. It depends. You see, remembering this, that thought is a living thing. So if they can access it as thought, then it can grow within them, themselves at their own rate. And that is when beings who come to our side of life, just even if they just get an essence of realization, that is just one seed to be planted.
And then they can go on from there and it can grow.
Absolutely so.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Gregory. It's been totally fascinating, as usual.
Thank you so, with love and light and blessings upon all of the pathway, my dear friend. So.
Thank you. And my name is Sylvia Avery, and you've been doing Spirit's Work. We hope you've enjoyed the show. I'd just like to mention our website again, which is www.spirit-teachers.com. And until next time, peaceful, positive, and focused on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Bye.